Hey, folks. So it was reported that this lady is not a or an, but the associate deputy director for analysis at the CIA, which means that she is the number five ranking person at the CIA. That is to say, tied for number five. If you look at the org chart, the Directorate of Intelligence is now the Director of Analysis. She is the number three person there. If you don't count the Chief of Staff of the entire CIA, because that's not really a management, you know, director level position per se, then there are between her and the CIA director, the number one person, there are only three people. So, which means that she is at least tied for number five official at the entire CIA, and somehow she was not identified, but Financial Times broke the story. Apparently they knew who she was, knew her name, and found her Facebook page, and she had a bunch of Palestinian shit there. Okay, Free Palestine, selfie button, whatever. Whatever you see in the screenshot here, as well as a guy waving a Palestinian flag. So, you know, it's pretty funny. I'm on this dual loyalty track making fun of the folks that hate Jews for dual loyalty. What the fuck do you call this? I mean, is she Muslim? Is she Arab? They obviously, under Obama and into Biden, they hired, you know, a lot of wokesters and a lot, unfortunately, a lot of people from that part of the world. And now, obviously, you know, they're going to start paying for it. Now, of course, these people don't care when, you know, gringos kill gringos and Europeans kill Europeans, as has been happening in the Ukraine. But of course, when it gets to some kind of colonial thing, you know, then they really are concerned. So there's a lot of problems here. First off, why does this person have a fucking Facebook account? I understand she probably has it under a different name or whatever, but clearly Financial Times knew who she was. And why does this person have a Facebook account? Like, I don't understand how this is even fucking possible. I mean, it sounds like a fucking clown show to me. Can you imagine, like, the number five people at the Russian intelligence or Chinese intelligence or even MI5 or MI6 in the UK having a fucking Facebook account? It's just inconceivable. I mean, this is a fucking clown show, but it shows where the Democrats are going. That's number one. Number two, well, how objective do you think the analysis is? And to what extent do you think this person is operating in the interests of the United States government, right? That's a good question. You know, that's a good question. I know from personal experience, from personal direct experience, that there are people, in the State Department, who, you know, resent or resented, the presence of Jews in the United States government because, you know, too favorable for Israel. Well, what about the presence of, you know, Arabs or Muslims? I'd like to know what this lady's name is. I'd certainly like to know. I'm guessing her name is not Jane Smith, okay, or Jane Doe. So that's so, folks, this is just like this thing is fucking on fire here. This is just unbelievable. But look, for those who think, oh yeah, Trump's going to come in and clean it out. He's not going to clean it out. He didn't clean it out the first time. It's much, 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 much worse now. He's not going to clean it out the second time. And frankly, for anyone that thinks that Trump is going to come and fix anything or whatever, you're operating under the wrong paradigm, folks. It is going to fucking blow up and be a different world, completely separate from anything that Trump will or won't do, whether he comes in or not. Okay, you're operating under the wrong fucking paradigm. The alt-right, the Trumper, you know, the new right, Robert Barnes type paradigm, Sorry, folks. It's not gonna be what you think. All right, take care.